You all continue to pray for Aaron as he is on the road to ministry. He has made leaps and bounds in growth and knowledge of the scripture. And I've always enjoyed every one of his prayers up here. His deep sense of prayer for the, you know, to the Lord, and how he prays for all of us, and how he lives out the gospel in his daily life around, you know, whether it's at work or, you know, whether he's coming to serve somebody. Hello, Aaron. Much love to you, brother. Thank you for all your support. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first, and then I'll dive in. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. God, we thank you so much for this time, this opportunity that we have to come together to open up your word and to share a spiritual meal together. God, I would ask that this word would just resonate within our souls. Help us to learn something today. Help us to be able to carry out what you want us to carry out. Jesus, you are the cornerstone of every church. And you told Peter, "On my rock, I will build my church." Jesus, the CMA Church is your church. Help us to remember that. And Holy Spirit, would you just open up our hearts and our minds as we fellowship right now in the Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, good morning, church. Everybody got some of these just in case? I wanted to take the time over the next couple of minutes to say thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you, and I'm thankful for all the prayers, the cards, the meals, the talks, and the love that you've given to my family and I. Thank you, church, for giving me the opportunity to not only shepherd and teach you, but to grow in leadership and finish all my work for ordination and continue my education through biblical counseling. And helping me grow more into a pastor each week. My apologies, folks. Church, I wanted you all to know that I care about each and every single one of you deeply. And I love you all so much. And in my final message to you today, I wanted to read out of Acts 20, 17 through 38. This is Paul's farewell message to the elders in Ephesus. And I want you to remember the following as this church family moves forward. So if you all would turn with me to Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 38. Paul was only in Ephesus for 3 years. He was only in Corinth for about a year and a half. My tenure here as a pastor has been 2 years. And it's been a sweet time. It's been a time of growth and maturity and learning and sharing the gospel, teaching. And this is what Paul says in Acts chapter 20. Starting in verse 17. Now, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders to the church to come to him. And when they had came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day and that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in the public and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks to repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, not as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom... I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom, will see my face again. Therefore, I attest to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves, to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, and not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men of speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish every one of with tears. And know I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words that the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all, and they were as much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again, and they accompanied him to his ship. This is Paul's farewell to the elders in Ephesus. And I want you guys to remember to continue on as CMA Church. My first point is to continue to share the gospel. Notice he said in Acts 20, 21, 20 and 20, chapter 20, verse 20 and 21, repentance is the part of the gospel that is the key component of the gospel. All right? Continue to preach the gospel here at CMA Church. Continue to show people the gospel, to live it out. Right? 1 Corinthians 15, you'll find that there's a charge there. But also, look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Jesus is talking about repentance in the gospel. And he says, "And from this time, Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Repentance is part of the gospel. Continue to remember that here at CMA Church. The elders will do their very best to continue to preach the gospel. They preach it all the time. They live it out by serving one another. Acts 2:38 is also a passage that you will find about preaching the gospel. Repentance as being part of the gospel. All right? "And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul is telling the Ephesians, remember this. Remember repentance. Remember the gospel. Continue to preach it. Tell what it means. So the word repent means to confess and to turn. The Greek word for repent is metanoia, and that is to turn from sin and turn to God. You have to make a 180-degree turn. You cannot continue to go around. And don't do a 360. So don't be sinning and then repent and then could go right back to the same sin. You got to do a 180-degree turn, not a 360, right? So you go the opposite direction. In the military, we do that. We call that about face, and we go the other way, right? And we do it in unison, and if the drill sergeant says about face, you do it right then. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you to do an about face. Do it, right? Teach repentance, the gospel. Continue as CMA Church to continue to preach the gospel and repentance. Remember the words of Jesus and of Peter and Paul. He was telling the Ephesians that he was going to miss them, that he loved them, and that he was thankful that he got to be able to present the gospel to them, as I am here at CMA Church. I'm thankful for the opportunity to grow and to teach repentance. Continue to preach that message of the gospel, teaching people to repent and put their trust in God. I believe that Steve Short will do another evangelism explosion class. And if you guys know anything about EE, you will learn how to talk about repentance. You will learn about heaven is a free gift and that man is a sinner and God is perfect. And he hates sin, but he loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to be our Savior. And that all we have to do is put our faith and trust in him and receive him as Lord of our life. That is the gist of EE, and it takes 13 weeks. You'll be able to do that. That's presenting the gospel. That is preaching the gospel. That is building a relationship with people around you to be able to present the gospel. CMA, I implore you to continue on to share that gospel. All right, so my second point. I want you to continue to live out faith, hope, and love. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, so now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the grace of these is love. Notice that I mentioned earlier that the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself, right? That is relationally, vertical with God. If you love God and you hate others, then you really don't love God. If you love God and you do not forgive others, then you need to work on your relationship with God. Because God says to forgive, and really, a true love, you forgive somebody no matter the situation, no matter what they've done to you. Continue to love. And there's a lot of love in this church. There's a lot of faith and hope in this church. Continue to preach that. Continue to live that out. One way that I know, for example, of how great the love is in this church is Gary was working on his house. He's been working on his house for more than a couple of years now. Several houses. And he had somebody hired on. And they took him. And he needs help. So for 2 weeks in a row, the guys have gone over and helped Gary to try to put his new house together because he's been living in a camper since May. That's love. That's loving your neighbor as yourself. And Gary is still going to need help. Or when Joe LaFino sends out a text saying they're moving into their barn, moving their wood shop to the barn, and they need help putting it together. The guys went over and helped put up all the board, right? And helped you put your shop together. That's love. When we put on a VBS, Vacation Bible School, and we need some people, and we call in another Alliance church from 40 minutes down the road saying, hey, we need some extra hands, and they send some extra hands, that is love, right? And we had a successful Vacation Bible School. 35 kids were in this Vacation Bible School. And several people got saved, including a lady that was all the way around the world because we raised enough money to feed her for an entire year. That is love. And Brianna's Hope, when we feed them week after week after week, and then they hear the gospel, and we sit with them and we talk with them and we find out about their life story and how cool they are. That is love. You have to put yourself lower than somebody else. You have to put them above you to love. And I want to continue to encourage you to put all your faith in God, for He is in control of all things. You see, it doesn't matter who the pastor is here. It doesn't matter who the elders are here. God is in control. And God, this is God's church. Jesus is the cornerstone of every single church that are Bible believers, I should say. Remember Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, right? So you put your faith in God, for He is in control. Continue to offer hope in a dark world, and don't let your light go under a bushel. Jesus said, be the light into the dark world. Continue to preach hope. And what is that hope? The hope is Jesus. And that's love too. First Corinthians 13:13. A lot of people quote that. A lot of people get it tattooed on them. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. That hope. You see, when you come talk to me in the office, my first thing that I try to encourage every time is that there's hope. No matter what situation you're going through, it doesn't matter if you're facing anxiety, depression, guilt, sorrow. It doesn't matter if you just face a death in your family. It doesn't matter if you're facing cancer. It doesn't matter, whatever. Whatever you're facing, hope is the answer. And you can go to Romans 15:13 and find that hope. Write that passage down. Romans 15:13. And that's the promise that we have hope. And CMA, continue to live that out. Continue to live out faith, hope, and love. That 1 Corinthians 13:13. Continue to love one another. Continue to surround each other with that love that is so great here. And I would say that encouraging, the words encouragement come to my mind here at CMA Church. That's loving too. When somebody's feeling down and out, you can call little Aaron, and I guarantee you, you'll get a word of encouragement from him. You can call brother John, and he'll give you a word of encouragement, right? Hope, love, faith. Continue to practice these things. Do not hide your light under a bushel. And I want to continue to encourage you to that strong bond of love. Continue to come together for a loving relationship with each other. Continue to be unified in the Spirit, right? One of the things that we've read over and over and over and over in here is Ephesians 4, unity. Unity. Build that unity. And another loving thing that shows, you know, and I think Paul was mentioning this in his letter to the Ephesians. I want to mention it here. The prayer time. You notice he said they prayed together, they wept together. There is prayer time that happens in this church. On Sunday mornings and on Wednesday nights, right after Bible study, from 7 to 7:30, there's prayer time. And we pray over the church, we pray over the hurts of the people, we pray for the needs of the people, right? That prayer time is important. And I will say this over and over and over, Brother Tim was right on. A church that prays together stays together. If a church ain't praying, they're playing, right? If a church ain't praying, they're playing. Notice that Jesus said, you need to pray to our Heavenly Father. And that love, that unity that this church has by praying together is not playing. They're serious. And CMA Church does a really good job. I ask you to continue on with that practice, even after I'm gone, after my family and I leave. I just want to give a couple more examples of how this church is loving. The food here is delicious, all right? I've gained a few pounds since I've been here, all right? The food is awesome. And you can tell that the food is made with love. So when I got hired on here, they threw a barbecue because I love barbecue, right? That was one of the most loving meals that, you know, you could have done for me as a pastor. All the meals have been loving. The food. You see Paul eating with people. You see Jesus breaking bread with his disciples. And when we come together and we break bread together, like the men's group yesterday, you know, Gary had made some biscuits and gravy and had some donuts, and we come together to be filled physically and spiritually. That faith, hope, and love. Continue on with that practice. Continue on. The meals that get packed. The meal trains, when somebody goes down. I believe this church is pretty quick at filling the needs of people by putting a meal train together. They do the best they can. That's loving. That's being Jesus to somebody who's hurting. I heard a pastor say, sometimes you have to meet the want to get to the need. The want might be a food or money or, you know, hope. But the need is Jesus. You have to meet the want to get to the need. And the need is hope, right? They need to be restored. They need to be reminded gently that they're still loved. Continue on. My third point. Right? My third point is to continue to share each other's burdens. We preach this a lot in here as well. Galatians 6, 1 and 2. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. There again, fulfill the law of Christ by carrying each other's burdens. And I believe that CMA does a really good job of carrying each other's burdens. And we're going to continue to do that, I hope, after I'm gone. You see, I wasn't the only one who took biblical counseling in here. There are several biblical counselors in here. As a matter of fact, if you look to your left and to your right, each and every single one of you can be a biblical counselor. Informally. How many of you know the Word of God by heart? You know some verses. Can you quote some scripture? Guess what? You're a counselor. Congratulations, I just indoctrinated you. No, I'm just kidding. But if you know Scripture, and you know that God is love, and you know that Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself, that's the second greatest commandment, and you know how to pray, then you know how to counsel somebody. You can sit there and listen to them. You can carry their burdens. And CMA does that. CMA does a great job of carrying each other's burdens. And I know I've said it several times, and I'm picking on him today, but little Aaron does a great job of listening. And by the way, he's one of the best biblical counselors I've sat in with. When we were counseling a couple, he was able to lead them because he's walked through it. And fish, he'll listen. He'll listen to you. He knows the scripture. Both of these guys have listened to my woes. Carrying each other's burden. See, may continue to do that. Continue to be that listening ear to restore people gently. Right? That's what Jesus said. To love your neighbor as yourself, you need to restore gently. See, we can't skirt around sin. We can't allow people to live in sin and not tell them that they're not, you know, that they're, we have to tell them they're living in sin. Now, sometimes in my downfall, I could be a little bit too of a much of a drill sergeant when it comes to talk about sin. Sometimes I'm not very gentle about it. And that just comes with experience. That comes with time. You see, I've had people tell me flat out some things, and it hurt. But guess what? Sometimes you're going to get hurt when somebody tells you you're doing the wrong thing. But receive it, especially if they're doing it in a loving way. If they're being like Christ, if they're restoring you gently, like Galatians 6, 1 and 2 says, and they're being more spiritual than you, receive it. And love them for it, and thank them for it. Continue to share that burden. One of the things that I wish that would have happened when I was here is to get a biblical counseling center going here. Because it was really important to me. When I went and I first started, I just got to share this story. When I first started biblical counseling, I did not receive it. I fought against it in the first round. Because I learned some things that I was like, wait, that's crazy to me. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't seem right. But the more you listen to it, and the more you look at Scripture, the more it makes sense. So in between my first and second session, when I thought I wasn't going to do the second round, you know, second level of biblical counseling, I heard clear as day from the Lord, you need to do it and stop fighting it, embrace it. And when I did, man, I learned a whole lot. And so then I went back and I did round one again because I wanted to pick up what I missed. And I had several people walk through that same course with me, right? You know who you are. Because I wanted to get a counseling center going here because everybody's hurting. Everybody's dealing with something. It doesn't matter who you are. You've got something going on in your life that you just need a little bit of encouragement. And CMA is really good at that. Continue to do that. So if you guys remember the three things that I said today, to continue to share the gospel, continue to live out faith, hope, and love, continue to share each other's burdens. And in closing, I have no doubt that CMA Church will continue to grow in faith, hope, and love and service, guided by the Holy Spirit. As I move forward, please know that you will remain in my prayers. And I humbly ask for your prayers as well, that God may grant me the strength and wisdom to finish my ordination work and continue to grow in wisdom and maturity. And I want to thank you all so much for a wonderful start
to my ministry journey. Thank you all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. God, we thank you so much for your word and how Paul was talking to the elders in Ephesus and he gave them encouragement. Father, I pray that today, as I walk away, that the church feels encouraged, that they are a loving church, that they live out faith, hope, and love, and that they restore gently, and that they preach the gospel well. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just enter this place with the new board and with the new elders and the elder board, that they would just come in unison together, be unified, that they're praying together fervently, seeking your face, and that this church would continue to thrive and to grow in the community, that they would continue to be a beacon of hope years and years down the road, that they would be able to continue to shine brightly, offering hope not only in Sunday morning, but Sunday night and Wednesday and whatever other program they decide to put together. Father, this is your church. And you draw people to yourself. And the church that preaches repentance, preaches the gospel, people are just drawn to that. Father, it would be amazing to hear that this church is still going strong. And they've got a number of people being saved and baptized. Years down the road. God, you are in control of all things. Help us to remain faithful. Help us to continue to love one another. Help us to continue to give hope to one another. Help our faith in you become so strong that it just draws people. And God, I just thank you for the opportunity. For the last couple of years, to love this church to the best of my ability, to shepherd to the best of my ability, to learn to the best of my ability, to grow to the best of my ability, because you gave me the strength. You filled me with the Holy Spirit. You gave me wisdom. What a journey, Father. What a journey. And Father, after I'm gone, I ask that you continue in this place to fill it with people. People that are on fire for you. That they would grow in wisdom and knowledge of your word to be able to live it out in Dark County and the surrounding cities. God, you are so awesome. And we thank you for every opportunity that we get before us. Thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, this is your church. This is your bride. The church is the bride of Christ. And you died for your bride. But you rose again so that we could be washed, we could be sanctified, and we'd be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We could put off the old things, and we could put on you, Jesus. And I pray that CMA Church would continue to practice that in front of everybody. Jesus, this is your church. Grow it as you see fit. In your name, I pray. Amen. I think we have one more worship song, and then Brother Gary, you're up.
times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me praising your name no matter what comes, 'cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he
God?
You say your love.